Fun Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. And welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today's special guest is David. David, please introduce yourself.
Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I'm David Chen from International Fashion Gala.
Yes, and you are the founder and also executive producer, yes?
Yes. Where the show is being, this is coming up, the show is on December 10th, is 10th of the International Fashion Gala.
Amazing. Congratulations for 10 years of doing the Fashion Gala. It's the International Fashion Gala. And tell me more about what is happening this year.
Oh, this year we have like a Japanese kimono show. It also has 25 models on the stage. It's very traditional. Also, they will be presented how is the Japanese the wedding, like a party. And also this the time is Christmas time. We also is a banquet dinner with enjoy the show. Also with VMO, Vancouver Metropolitan Orchestra.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that is so amazing how you planned this, because the years past, I have you've never had the dinner, right? Is it always just a fashion show, or you had a dinner before?
We usually have a cocktail party.
Oh, is it like a cocktail party? But this time is the first time with the actual dinner.
It's actual dinner. It's a full plate.
Amazing. Yeah. Okay, tell us about the food. What's going to be happening?
Oh, that's fantastic. I very enjoy if it says dinners. It's like first we have a full course, yes, for the dinner. First is a green salad. Mm. Then the coming main course is a beef and the white salmon combo.
Yes.
And after that has a cheesecake dessert. Mm. And with coffee or tea.
Yes.
It's very yummy.
I love it. Okay, and this year you have the Vancouver Metropolitan Orchestra. And I just want to give you a little taste of what they sound like. Beautiful, beautiful, amazing. Okay, so yeah, how do you know people from the Vancouver Metropolitan Orchestra?
Oh, that's is like, you know, when last time they did the show in Chin Center,
yes.
That's the conductor is Ken Shi. When we met, then we was talking about our fashion show.
Yes.
Then he's so excited and very interesting. He said, David, we can do something together. That's where first time to, you know, join like a business
yeah.
performance friendship
yes.
to doing this the event.
Oh, amazing. That's so great how like you just connect with so many people. Okay, and then you're going to tell me about these models. Some of them are coming from Japan.
Right, because our is a no-profit society called mm-hmm. International Fashion Gala and Art Association.
Mm-hmm.
We want to help those model designer goes to more international stage.
Yes.
So Japan Kids Fashion Week is connected with us.
Ah.
They will be send the model coming to our event
mm-hmm.
for next year. We from our platform, the models we go to Japan. To do the modeling for fashion show.
Amazing. Okay, and then you're going to have, there's a children's section as well?
Yes, this time we also with the children, from children to mm-hmm. adults, so
yeah.
It's very unique.
Yes, very unique. And it's not just Japanese cultures because there's going to be other cultures as well. So you have, is it a Spanish, there's a radio show host as there that's going to be emceeing or?
There is like for they want to be support our event. There is media support. They come in to interview. They want to see different community because where is like more support for community.
Yes, and that's netradioonline.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you love Spanish music, yes, totally check them out. We also have a Spanish show on our program on CJSF called Radio Alicia and Yuka Stereo, and I'm just going to play their show promo right now.
Radio Alicia is the only radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
Radio Malicia.
We program happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of Canadian and female content. We also feature phone interviews with local and international artists.
Radio Alicia.
Every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Una más, yes. I'm trying to learn a little bit of Spanish with my, I have a friend that's trying to teach me little by little, word by word, you know, that's how you learn, right? And just, yeah. Anyways, let's talk about more about Japan. How did you, you could talk about, I guess, your late wife, how you got into Japanese culture?
Oh, wow. Japanese culture mm-hmm. is whereas for me is so much interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We're from a flower arrangement,
yes.
From a tea ceremony,
mm-hmm.
from Japan, like a very traditional, like a wedding dress.
Yes.
At this time, we have a present how to put on the wedding dress piece.
Oh, my goodness.
From to the audience.
Wow. So they're actually going to put on the kimono in front of everybody because it's quite the process, folks. Yes. If anyone has ever put on a kimono before, there's layers upon layers on, and there's the bow that you put on the back. It's quite the process. Yes.
Right.
Yes. So that's great to see. People can see that at the fashion show.
Right. Usually lots of people doesn't imagine is how they are the obi. They call to kimono the obi. They was thinking just tied up.
Right.
But they usually is a very long piece.
It's so long.
Because this time we are all is for like 25 models total.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have those artists to put those kimono on with them on the models. We have 12 people has the teamwork
yes.
to help those model
oh
to
goodness.
Put the kimono.
Wow, 12 people to put a kimono on, folks. Yes, because the belt part, it's quite long. It's called the obi, and they do like some sort of origami kind of stuff in the back there to make the bow look amazing.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a Japanese song. Here's Mika Nakashima, right here on CJSF. Enjoy.
I
was Mika Nakashima with Aishiteru. Okay, and we have a special guest on the telephone here. Hello, Ken. Say hello.
Hi, guys. It's Ken Lee.
Yes.
How are you today?
We're doing great. Yes, thank you for coming on the show. Please introduce yourself to the world. Tell us what you do.
So my name is Ken Lee. I'm currently Vice President of Investments at Genta Capital. Genta Capital is a alternative direct lender. We've been in business since 2012. And we also have an investment side to our business. We currently manage 3 funds. And we're headquartered in Richmond, BC. And we have a phenomenal track record of 11 years in the business, beautifully managing both the private lending side as well as the investment fund side.
Amazing.
So more on gentacapital.com.
Excellent. And I heard you're going to be sponsoring this event.
Yes, we are. We're looking forward to that.
And how did you get involved with the International Fashion Gala? How do you know of it?
You know, we've been around the business community for 11 years going on 12, and we are a huge proponent of sponsoring and just kind of giving back to the community, whether it's charitable donations or it's just kind of being in the community and to sort of these smaller events.
Mm-hmm.
We are very excited to be there. We believe in fashion, and so see you guys there.
Oh, amazing. Yes. So, David, like I said, how did you guys meet?
Oh, yes. So appreciate it. You know, this time is where we had an exclusive sponsor with a Gentai Financial Group.
Yes.
They'll be like, be help a lot. They also agree with what we're doing for the no-profit society to help back to the community, to help those models. Designers, the artists, to have give them like a dream comes true. I very appreciate it. Thank you so much, Gentai Financial Group.
Yes, we love them. Oh my goodness. So thank you so much. And yes, how's your day going so far, Ken?
Very good.
Okay, perfect.
It's a busy time of year, but you know, there's a lot of holiday season and spirit, so it's fun.
Right.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. We have fun for the dinner party.
Yes, and I look forward to meeting you there as
That's
well.
Coming real soon.
Okay, perfect. And we'll talk more about the event after this song. Thanks, Ken.
Metropolitan Orchestra is entering its 9th season. When I was in Japan, I formed this concept based on a model of Pacific Music Festival in Sapporo, where they had all the principal members from the Vienna Philharmonic, and they came to be as a mentor to the students. And I thought it was a very unique idea. And this is something that I carried over here. And ever since 2003, we had this orchestra modeled on the same concept, where we have the leaders from the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra and the Vancouver Opera Orchestra come and lead the section. And so this has been a wonderful collaboration between students and these mentors from the Vancouver Symphony. It's been a very unique 8 years so far. I think what you would notice about this orchestra is the level of energy that comes from the student, and especially that they are being mentored by these members who are very passionate about teaching. It's been such a wonderful collaboration. Now the VMO is entering its 9th season, and we are finally what we called a cooperative orchestra with the Vancouver Musicians Association. This meaning is that now we're recognized as a professional orchestra. And so the orchestra has really gone from pretty much what it was, an amateur orchestra in the beginning, to now what we consider, in my retrospect, it's called a professional training orchestra. And so right now we're entering our 9th season, and we got 5 concerts lined up for this season. And, you know, we're always going to keep the tradition of our annual concert in September. And this year, I've been really pleased to be able to invite a wonderful soprano by the name of Shannon Chan Kent. Now, Shannon Chan Kent is actually just recently graduated from UBC with her master's in opera performance. She is deciding whether to go into the music career or the acting career. She has both. She's really very accomplished, and she was one of the singers that auditioned for our soloist position, and she was extremely gifted, and I really think the audiences are going to feel her tremendous spirit in singing. She will be singing the Mozart Queen of the Night area, which is one of the most difficult areas ever to be sung, especially the high notes of hitting the high F. And so this is something that I really hope the audience will be looking forward to listening, as well as I'm going to be performing. And joining me also on this program is a really talented young violinist by the name of Esther Huang. Now, Esther actually and I have a long history, actually. We both had performed together many, many years ago when Esther was only about 7 or 8 years old. And we performed the Mozart Concerto for violin. And Esther has ever since grown to be a very accomplished musician. She's only 16 years now. But she has already a lot of accolades to her credit. She had just recently won the K-Meet competition in the Vancouver Academy of Music. She won second prize at one of the National Chamber Music Festival. She has won a lot of competition, but what I really wanted for Esther is also the chance to perform. I think going to a competition is one thing, but having the experience of performing without the concept of the competition is very different. And so Esther is in this transition period now, whether to get into the music career, and I think she is destined for a great music career. She is trying to decide where to take her next step. And my hope is that after this performance, she will have a more clear idea of what she wants in her life. In addition to the program, we have a lot of great music by Haydn, Beethoven, Verdi, and there's going to be a new piece by our composer in residence, Alain Mirand. Now, Alain composed for the last few years. We always had the composer in residence position. And we always make a commission allowing Canadian composers to be featured. And Alain composed something called The Isles of the Blessed. And this piece is actually reflecting on his childhood in Montreal, where there used to be a lot of forest. And he was saddened to see that this forest been knocked down and became now condos. And so he's also attributing this to the victims of 9/11, because our concert just happened to fall on September the 11th this year. And so we know that this is the 10th anniversary of the 9/11, and we want to make special tribute to those fallen victims. So this is actually going to be a great year, and I'm really looking forward, and I'm really hoping that the public comes and joins us.